Chapter 13. Saul was years old when he became king, and for 2 years he reigned over Israel. Saul chose 3,000 men out of Israel. 2,000 of these were with Saul at Michmash and in the mountainous region of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah of Benjamin. He sent the rest of the people away, each one to his tent. Then Jonathan struck down the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. And Saul had the horn blown throughout all the land, saying,
"Let the Hebrews hear."
All Israel heard the news.
"Saul has struck down a garrison of the Philistines, and now Israel has become a stench among the Philistines."
So the people were summoned to follow Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines also gathered together to fight against Israel, with 30,000 war chariots and 6,000 horsemen and troops as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore. And they went up and camped in Michmash to the east of Beth-Aven. And the men of Israel saw that they were in trouble, because they were hard-pressed. So the people hid in the caves, the hollows, the crags, the cellars, and the cisterns. Some of the Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. But Saul was still in Gilgal, and all the people following him were trembling. He continued waiting for 7 days until the designated time that Samuel had set. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. Finally, Saul said,
"Bring to me the burnt sacrifice and the communion sacrifices."
And he offered up the burnt sacrifice. But as soon as he had finished offering up the burnt sacrifice, Samuel arrived. So Saul went out to meet him and bless him. Then Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul replied,
"I saw that the people were deserting me, and you did not come within the designated time, and the Philistines were gathering together at Michmash. So I said to myself, 'Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the favor of Jehovah.' So I felt obligated to offer up the burnt sacrifice."
At this Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not obeyed the commandment that Jehovah your God gave you. If you had, Jehovah would have made your kingdom firm over Israel forever. But now your kingdom will not last. Jehovah will find a man agreeable to his heart, and Jehovah will commission him as a leader over his people, because you did not obey what Jehovah commanded you." Then Samuel rose and went his way up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul took the count of the people. Those still with him were about 600 men. Saul, his son Jonathan, and the people still with them were dwelling in Geba of Benjamin, and the Philistines had encamped at Michmash. And the raiding parties would go out from the camp of the Philistines in three bands. One band would turn toward the road to Ophrah, to the land of Shual. Another band would turn toward the road of Beth-horon, and the third band would turn toward the road leading to the boundary that overlooks the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Now there was not a metal worker to be found in all the land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, "So that the Hebrews may not make a sword or a spear." And all the Israelites had to go down to the Philistines to get their plowshares, mattocks, axes, or sickles sharpened. The price for sharpening was a pim for the plowshares, for the mattocks, for the three-toothed instruments, for the axes, and for fixing fast the ox goad. And on the day of battle, not a sword or a spear was found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had weapons. Now a garrison of the Philistines had gone out to the ravine pass of Michmash.